Welcome back to Morning Talk on the Talk of Mid-Utah, KSVC 980 AM and 100.5 FM. Robert Lovell with you alongside Porter Huntsman. Time now for our radio roundup interview. And today we are joined by Stacy McKiff from Snow College. And thank you for joining us today, Stacy.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, glad to have you on to talk about a program at Snow College, both Richfield and Ephraim campuses, but mainly here in Richfield, and that's the technical training. But before we get to that, just give us a little bit of a background information on the college and what we need to know to kind of come into this.
Well, a lot of changes have been happening at the state level, and so we used to have kind of the separate degree-granting institutions over here and then technical colleges separate from that. But over the last year, those two systems have merged together into one system of higher education. So you may have heard of the other technical colleges like Bridgerland, Mountainland, Southwest Tech. Those are now all under the umbrella of higher ed. We don't have a technical college in Central Utah, and so Snow College has been designated Central Utah's technical college. And so in addition to the degrees that we offer, we'll also start offering more certificates in technical education. And I'll talk about some of those benefits. But basically, technical education focuses on knowledge and skill acquisition as aligned with industry need. And so that industry need is what we'll be focusing on for this area. And I think you probably heard a lot about jobs where or employers that are trying to fill these positions and we don't have qualified workers. So our role at the college is to find the employers who need qualified workers and help get them trained so that we have a highly trained workforce and people can improve their standard of living.
So from my understanding, you know, there are the jobs out there that you go, you spend some years in college, you get a degree, and you go and work these jobs. But a lot of these technical courses are focusing on careers where you can go for a year, maybe two, get a certificate saying I'm qualified to work in this area, and then go get into those jobs kind of on a streamlined basis.
Exactly. And what's great about doing this at Snow College versus another technical college is that we offer college credit for everything. So let's say a person did a technical certificate, even in recognizable programs like cosmetology, diesel mechanics, all of those courses receive college credit. And let's say later on, after you become a diesel mechanic, you want to become an engineer and you need a four-year degree for that or a master's degree. Well, everything you did in that diesel mechanics program counts for credit and will help you move towards your associate degree and then
quicker.
So on.
Yeah, but you're
exactly.
Quicker at that point.
You don't waste any time. If you get a technical certificate at Snow, you're not going to waste any time if you want to move on later.
Obviously a great opportunity. You mentioned a couple of different programs there. What are some of the programs that are offered right now by Snow College?
Well, I'll just quickly read the list of programs that are moving over to the new tuition model for this fall. And the new tuition model is significantly less than the regular tuition we've been charging. And that's from a state allocation because they feel like technical education is so important that they subsidize it at a higher level than non-tech ed classes. So automotive technology, CNA, composites, construction, cosmetology, diesel, EMT, industrial mechanics, machine tool technology, nail technician, networking and cybersecurity, which is all online, and welding technology. So again, those are lower tuition rates than ever before. And I can give you some examples of the savings in a minute if you'd like. College credit for every class. These are also financial aid eligible programs, short-term certificates, and then again, aligned with workforce need. So we'll be evaluated at the college by how many people we can get placed in positions. So if there's not a need in industry, the theory is we won't offer the program. And so it's really about serving industry needs.
And it sounds like a great program and great opportunities that are available to people. And how does the CTE aspect come in for the school districts locally, whether it's in Sevier or Sam Pete, Millard, wherever they may be? Does it kind of just flow right into those programs?
Yes. And so that's one of our goals for this year, too, is for all of our programs at the college to offer some kind of entry-level course at the high schools in the region. And so actually just yesterday we had all the welding teachers from the region here on campus to get some training and equipment so that they can kind of do the first part of the welding program. When they finish with high school, they come on over to us, they take two or three semesters, maybe less, and they're out working. And not a lot of times we think about college, and I hate to throw these areas under the bus, but some kind of medieval poetry class. I mean, that's, I don't want to do that, or I really want to take calculus. These college doesn't have to be that. College can be coming to get trained for a job, and it's for everybody. And we've heard one of the superintendents in the region say that up to 70% of the seniors in their district do not see themselves as college students. But that's because their definition of college is what I just said, like something that doesn't apply to me. I can't get my head around it. That's not me. And it's just not true. Anybody can participate in college, especially with these types of programs.
You mentioned earlier that the tuition rates for the technical training courses are a little bit different than for just the what people see as the normal college courses. Talk us through that a little bit.
Well, as an example, the cosmetology program, a person over the course of their three semesters on the new tuition model will save about $2,300 over the course of the three semesters. And so it's significantly discounted. Also something like automotive would save almost $3,000 over the course of the four semesters that you would be in the program. And so it's very significantly discounted because we don't want price to be a barrier for people. And the other thing we're doing is we're trying to structure these programs in a more flexible way so that somebody who's already working, maybe somebody's already working as a welder, but they want to get the credential, they can come in and quickly demonstrate their skill so they can move on more quickly and not, you know, I have to come every day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 1 o'clock for my class. Over the next year, we're trying to redo the schedule so that it's easier for people to come in, get the training they need, and then get out to work.
It sounds like some, again, great programs and great opportunities. Now, we're nearing the end of June already. What about for this fall semester? Can people still get in? And if they have questions about these programs, where do they go?
Absolutely. In fact, we also have a scholarship. We have about $50,000 in scholarship money that we're giving away that for this fall. And people can still apply. So go to snow.edu/teched. And you can see all the programs there, and there's an application to get registered as well as an application for the scholarship. And then just one more thing to kind of tack on to this, because of some COVID funds that we've received from the state, we also have a learn and work program that's for anybody, and I can leave some information with you on that, but all of those programs will be offered for free. So everything from a meat cutting certificate to MSHA minor training, mine safety training. We got a lot of programs that'll be available for free for the next year as well. So a lot to look forward to at Snow.
So how do they find the information on those programs too?
That's snow.edu/learnandwork. And then you should see ads popping up pretty soon. Those courses won't be available for registration until July 19th. But all of the programs that we just talked about, register today, register now, and apply for that scholarship.
All right, so some great things happening at Snow College. And again, this is happening at both campuses. A lot of them are housed in Richfield, these technical ones, but happening for both campuses.
Right.
All right, anything else that you'd like our listeners to know about the technical programs?
No, just really excited to have this new role at Snow College, and we've got something for everybody.
Once again, Stacy McKiff with us from Snow College, and thank you for taking the time to come over and join us.
Thank you.
All right, there we go. There's our Radio Roundup interview for today.